Accelerating your business growth isn't about having more information. It's about insight. Knowing exactly what to do and having the support to make it come to life is like a rocket ship that takes off. Roxanne Oates has helped hundreds of businesses get faster results, and today she wants to help you. If you too want even better results, visit chatwithroxanne.com. Here's Roxanne.
All right, so we are live. I think we are. Give it a second. All right, so we are live and in effect right here, which is awesome. Okay, great. Just want to make sure that we are good. All right, so hi, everybody. My name is Roxanne. I'm of Roxanne Oates, and I help business coaches build grind-free funnel empires. I help business coaches build grind-free empires by filling their discovery calls and online courses. I primarily focus on funnels as a way to automate this and to do this. So today, we're going to dive into three easy ways to know your specific funnel building tools, okay? So I chose this topic today because I know so many of you are ready to automate like getting your discovery calls and courses filled, but let's be honest, you get bombarded, right? Because there's tons of tools. There's all kinds of new things that are popping up and things are available that you can use to build a funnel. It's kind of like, you know, the question that I hear is like, which one should I use for me and my needs and my business? Okay. So that's where I came up with the idea for this story, because most of the times when people get to me to build a funnel, like they already have their tech tools, right? They already know what they're going to use, but I still get asked this often, whether they have tools or not, like, is this the right tool? Should I switch? What should I use, right? And what do I recommend to build a funnel with? So today, I'm going to share the three easy ways that you can know to find the right tools for you and your needs, not what someone else says, what someone else recommends, or what they mention for you, okay? So before we even begin, there's two things that you need to build a funnel, right? You need a landing page, something that you can collect people's email addresses, right? There's tons of tools. There's ClickFunnels, lead pages, Thrive themes, Optimize themes. There's just so much stuff, and more keeps coming every day, right? And then the other tool is like a CRM. You need a way to follow up and build a relationship with your leads through a CRM tool. There's Keep, used to be Infusionsoft, MailChimp, ConvertKit, AWeber, ActiveCampaign, Entreport, Kartra. Like, it just goes on and on. Okay, there's all kinds of tools. For me personally, I use ClickFunnels for my landing pages. I use Keep Infusionsoft for my CRM because I just really like the power of automation. I'm an automation geek, so I really like that as well. So that's just what I use. But like I said, there's different tools and different things that you can use for that. So let me go ahead and share. So like we've mentioned already, three easy ways to know your funnel building tools, okay? So the first thing we're going to go over are the features, right? What features are you looking for? Are you an automation geek? Do you know, you know, you need more automation than just marketing, right? Like, some people actually need it for their operations or customer service. They need a tool that can handle the automation needs that they have, right? Some people are just perfectly happy with capturing emails and putting them in our CRM and just being done. And that's good. But these are some of the things that you should ask yourself when you're trying to figure out, how do I pick a tool that's going to work for me? Okay, and also, do you want like an all-in-one solution? Are you looking for an all-in-one solution, or do you not mind putting things together, right? Because there's Kajabi, that's an all-in-one tool that's really useful. There's other all-in-one tools. They may not all have, you know, the strong points for everything, but, you know, I definitely, as an all-in-one tool, would recommend Kajabi. It's just great to do all of everything that you really need. But, you know, ask yourself that, like, do you mind having a separate software for your landing page and a separate software for your CRM? If so, hey, that's fine. You know, if you're like, I would rather just have one platform, that's something you really need to ask yourself as well. And something else I don't hear often, which is actually really important, is the customer support. You know, because like with MailChimp, it's free, but you don't get support at that level, right? If you know, I'm going to need support, I need someone to be able to look at things or help me out or help my team out when we have trouble, that's something you have to consider too. Like, you know, do they have good customer support? Do they even have customer support? You know, or does it take forever to receive a response, right? These are things that you need to ask yourself as far as the features goes for a one way to know what funnel building tool will work for you, okay? The second one is the learning curve, right? That's very important. People will sign up for stuff and they don't even think about the learning curve. And really what you need to ask is, are you even techy enough to figure it out and to teach yourself, okay? If you know you are, then hey, that's great. But if you know you aren't, you really need to take into account for that. Like, can I do this? Like, if I go to their, you know, help pages and I look at their tutorials, can I do that on my own? Or that's not going to work, right? Ask yourself that. This other next question is, do you even have the time to figure it out? You may not even have the time to figure it out, right? If you don't have the time to figure it out, then we have the next question. Am I willing to hire someone for it, right? So like, do I want something that's easy? I don't have to figure it out, that can put together quickly, and that I don't have to hire someone for, then, you know, look at those options. But if you're like, well, I don't want to figure it out, I don't have the time to figure it out, but I'm willing to hire someone for it, then, you know, you can take that into consideration as well. All right, so the next question, and it's the most important one, is the price. Is it going to fit your budget? You know, we do have to take into account that, especially if you're like in a beginner intermediate stage, as your business grows and evolves, you know, you definitely want a platform that can grow and evolve with your business. But, you know, don't jump ahead to something that's going to be out of your price range and out of your budget if it's just not worth it right now. Right? If it's going to hurt you and not help you, if it's not an investment that can help you to load some things off, get you either your time or your money back, you know, that's something you have to think about. Like, is this an investment? I'm willing to invest more so I can get my time back and end up making more money for it. Or it's like, right now, I just cannot swing it and it's going to hurt me. And if it's going to hurt you, then it's not worth it. You know, so those are the three things that you need to identify and ask yourself, what tools do you need to build your funnels with? Okay. All right. So thanks so much for watching this video. If you found it helpful and you want to work directly with me and my team to build your grind-free empire, I invite you to get on my calendar so we can build your customized roadmap, chatwithroxanne.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in finding out how you can work with Roxanne to accelerate your business growth today? Head on over with chatwithroxanne.com and apply today.